The Obama administration is making substantial revisions to the U.S. goals in nearby Afghanistan. Former President Bush's lofty talk of a strong democracy has been replaced by a sort of grim pragmatism. NPR's Tom Bowman explains that the Pentagon and the Obama White House are now crafting a new strategy that has a rough deadline of 5 years.
President Bush always talked about Afghanistan becoming a model for democracy in a dangerous region.
It's in our security interests that this democracy flourish.
And our objective is for you to become a thriving democracy.
And then I met with President Karzai, who is determined to help the young democracy survive.
Now, after 7 years, tens of billions of dollars, and hundreds of U.S. troops killed, the optimistic talk has come to an end.
The goals we did have for Afghanistan are too broad and too far into the future.
That's Robert Gates, just 2 weeks ago. He was defense secretary under President Bush and now has the same job under President Obama.
We need more concrete goals that can be achieved realistically within 3 to 5 years in terms of reestablishing control in certain areas, providing security for the population, going after al-Qaeda, preventing the reestablishment of terrorism.
Those concrete goals are included in 3 separate strategy reviews now nearing completion, one by the White House, another by the Pentagon, and a third by General David Petraeus, the American commander in the region. NPR interviewed several high-level officials and learned details about what's in the reviews. Let's start with what the reviews say is not working. Security is deteriorating rapidly in Afghanistan. One defense official put it this way: the risk is as high as I can see. 80% of the provinces have some form of Taliban shadow government, meaning the insurgents provide services, even a court system. That's significant. The official says, quote, "If the insurgents get hold of power, you lose." The reviews talk about the country's poppy crop financing the Taliban resurgence and how corruption infects the government of President Hamid Karzai. To address these problems, officials are developing what they call a 3 to 5 year bridging strategy. American troops will double to about 60,000 by next year. They'll spread out into the Taliban strongholds. There are also plans for the troops to go after drug labs and drug kingpins. The strategy reviews also conclude that more troops are not the only answer. More civilian experts will be needed. That makes sense to Alex Thier of the U.S. Institute of Peace. He worked for years as a legal advisor in Afghanistan.
Our challenge in Afghanistan is not just to fight the insurgents. It's fundamentally to create an environment where governance and rule of law and economic development will also thrive. And those are things fundamentally that need to be carried out by civilians.
So what's been going on the last 7 years?
Well, unfortunately, we have had a series of different strategies. And many of those, or all of those, not appropriately or effectively resourced.
That means not enough money, not enough coordination with NATO allies, and not enough civilian expertise in areas like agriculture or drug enforcement. The Obama administration says it will fill that void. And the officials say part of the new strategy will include working more closely with Afghan tribal chiefs.
You have to very much work at the local level because, as one Army colonel said to me once when I was flying around Afghanistan, this is a valley-by-valley war, and the circumstances are different, the personalities are different, the issues may be different.
Elliot Cohen worked as a senior State Department advisor in the Bush administration. He says it's time to stop tolerating corruption in the government of President Karzai.
The challenge is to develop a relationship which is both one of trust on the one hand, and where we can also lean very hard on the Afghan government to do the things that are necessary.
Part of the strategy is to talk, eventually, with those now fighting the government, insurgents who General Petraeus calls the reconcilable Taliban. But defense analyst Williamson Murray wonders what can be realistically achieved in this remote and backward country. He raises a question heard a lot now at the Pentagon.
Is the struggle in Afghanistan worth the cost?
The hope among senior officers at the Pentagon is that 5 years from now, American troops can begin to withdraw and leave the rest of the job to Afghan soldiers and civilian experts. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.